This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
This is The Other Side of the News with Bob Fetrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3, 102.1.
Bob Fetrakis here in the studio, and we're going to talk today about what's up with the Columbus City Council, Connie.
Yeah.
It's what we call a boss system, a one party. We're corrupt, but we're bland in our corruption. Most notable this year, City Council is given $250 million or so to the four richest families in Central Ohio to bail out the hockey team there. So the Wolf family, which owns the Dispatch and thinks it owns the town, 90% of the print media, the Crane family, Pizzuti's, one other, which owns sort of Worthington Steel and is a principal owner of the Blue Jackets. So that notion that you would find, the McConnells, the Wolfs, the Cranes, the Pizzuti's, and give them the casino money instead of giving it to the people is a bit absurd. But what else they're known for, Connie, is doing the bidding of John Kasich. Yes, you heard it here first. The Columbus City Council, nominally Democratic, claiming to be Democratic, got some complaints in that administration from John Kasich's office at the State House. You remember the Ohio State House, completely dominated by the Republican Party. Apparently, Governor Kasich and the backward right-wing Republicans like Speaker Batchelder didn't like the Occupy tent on the sidewalk controlled by the city, owned by the city, in front of the State House. So what do? They say, look, City Council, Democratic City Council, you need to kiss our butts. You need to kiss Governor John Kasich's ass. Get rid of those Occupy people because they want social justice. And when you want to do that, you got to go to the most gutless and soulless man in the Democratic Party, Andy Ginther. Ambition in search of a position. Andy Ginther, who is on school board, who's a party hack, was put on school board because he wanted to be on city council and he wants to be mayor or move up someday. But there's nothing Andy Ginther lives for than kissing the butt of the rich and powerful, be it the Republican Wolf family or the Republican Governor John Kasich. That's what the Columbus City Council's about, Connie.
Well, so I actually was at the city council meeting a couple weeks ago when they talked about changing the permitting that Occupy Columbus has been using for the past few months. Previously, the Occupy Columbus had their permit for their tent in front of the State House under a construction permit, and they had to pay a modest fee, a reasonable fee, mm-hmm. of $30 per month, and that $30 per month covered the costs of police and extra personnel checking on the location. That came up, that's in public records. So, basically, one of the city council members declared a state of emergency. And
emergency, emergency! There's people using the First Amendment in Columbus.
Oh, what are they? What are we going to do? So she declared a state of emergency and enacted emergency legislation in reaction to the Occupy Columbus site. The new permit that they've proposed and approved costs, I think, $100 for 3 days, 72 hours. So basically that... that's
a massive tax increase by the city council,
yeah,
on people exercising their First Amendment right. This is what they're doing. A massive tax increase on people that are using their actual constitutional right.
Right. It went from basically $30 a month to $1,000 a month, for those of you who want to do the math. So that's $100 for 3 days, 30 days in a month. 10 times 100 is $1,000 for a permit. So the cost is prohibitive and clearly unreasonable. They said that they didn't want to...
Well, that's good. Only the rich should protest and demonstrate and have rights, Connie. I'm hoping that the Democrats will continue to go in this direction. That way they can be more right-wing than the Republicans.
Yeah, it really is amazing, Bob. For those you know, listeners out there who don't know much about local politics, it may come as a surprise that local politics are, in fact, dominated by the Democrats. And, you know, some people may say, well, great, you know, I'm a Democrat, so that's great. But unfortunately, we've learned that the Democrats don't always stand for what we would like them to stand for. You know, Bob mentioned party hacks and kissing Governor Kasich's butt. And, you know.
I did, indeed.
You know,
because it's true.
Kissing up to rich people because maybe they would like to be rich too. So.
But to be fair to them, I mean, they're only slightly. I mean, they are to the right of Mitt Romney, but they are to the left of Mussolini. So we have to be fair.
So anyway, that is what happened in the past 2 weeks in City Council, is that that resolution was voted on and passed, and we'll see what happens from there with the Occupy Columbus movement.
Well, maybe we should occupy City Council week after week and call them out. That's what the occupation needs to take place.
Yeah, city people, council meetings are public forums for citizens to come. So I would definitely encourage people to occupy city council, whether that's the meeting or some other space where they're located.
And the amazing thing about the city council people, all of them were appointed. All of them were political hacks, non-entities that had often run for office and had done very poorly. And hence, they were appointed because they were vulnerable and because they were pliable, easy to manipulate. And they're sitting there, and they don't do anything, right? For example, we had a presentation at the last Free Press Second Saturday Salon about the police wanting to use drones. Some cities are passing ordinances saying we're not going to allow the police to use drones for surveillance on our citizens. What does our city council do? Nothing.
Well, and I think they've actually approved putting more cameras in more neighborhoods. So last year, surveillance cameras went up in 5 neighborhoods in Columbus, including my own Wineland Park. And now they're approving cameras to go up in more neighborhoods so that more citizens of Columbus can be under surveillance every day.
And the real cameras that need to go up are the cameras of Community 21, because we have the most ridiculous, non-pluralistic. They can't compete. They can't hang with the sophisticated cities like Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Grand Rapids, Michigan, that have well-developed public access open to all its citizens from all points of view. Columbus likes to talk about being hip and she, but they can't. They don't understand the First Amendment. They think anyone with a point of view, which isn't being boring and doing the bidding of large, wealthy, multinational corporations or their leaders, somehow is a threat. So on the great issues of George Bush attacking Iraq, getting the wrong country, violating international law, there was one person who wanted to speak out, Charlita Tavares, who's no longer on the city council, but the rest of them, they put their head in the sand and say, all we're interested in is making some money and moving up and then maybe leaving city council and getting a job with the very people who are wealthy, and we kiss their ass. My problem isn't that these four families, the Wolfs, the Cranes, the Pizzutis, the McConnells, are running the city. What I object to is none of them live in the city. They're not elected. If they want to run the city, they ought to run for office. They shouldn't just go out and get these nameless, faceless, gutless, soulless entities known as our city council, you know, the Gintherization of all politics, making it boring and gray and lifeless and having nothing to do with the people, they should actually run for office. We should actually debate issues. And we should support movements like Occupy. By God, they have them in New York.
Right. And so back to the drones. I mean, imagine...
Okay, let's talk about Ginther. What can
okay, so, I mean, back to drones. Imagine driving down the street and seeing a flying robot, you know...
a large flying robot, Andy Ginther... The wolf's put a microchip in his butt. Keep going. I see where
yeah.
you're going here.
And, you know, this may not exactly happen in Columbus, but around the world, the United States is using drone warfare to basically just kill people. The drones...
Okay, we accidentally hit another wedding party instead of terrorists.
Right.
But
and
every
so...
other week, we annihilate some poor wedding party.
So this is a weapon of warfare where they're sending unmanned robots to go kill people around the world. And yeah, it may be safer for our U.S. troops, but it really lacks the diplomacy that I think is necessary in international affairs. You know, the actual troops do a lot, you know, besides just killing people. And I'd like to see a focus on that. But imagine drones coming into your city and policing people. You know, you hear a voice that says, you're not supposed to be in the park after dark. And you don't know where it here. You know, normally you'll see a police officer or a car or somebody telling you that. But imagine a drone telling you that and threatening to shoot you if you don't comply.
And worse than that, imagine a drone saying, Occupy can't be at the State House. A big, large drone. Real boring drone. A Ginther drone that's going to say you have no right to exercise your First Amendment because I, Boss Ginther, say you can't.
Right. And so basically, essentially what has happened at the Occupy Columbus site is, you know, Occupy Columbus, the people have... gotten on the nerves of certain, you know, Kasich or city council members, and they've decided to use their authority that has been given to them by the government to crack down on our rights of free speech. So basically, they've created emergency, quote-unquote, legislation because they don't like the symbolic speech that is going on at the State House.
Oh my God, there's a tent there with some literature. Let's crack down on it. The first thing they do is tell them they can't sleep there. And then they go, well, you're not here all the time because we ordered you not to sleep here. So you need to get a lesser permit. Only 3 days. And the same person can't apply for it over and over again. On the other hand, if you want to do some construction, you can take over the whole damn sidewalk and most of the
yeah.
street 30 days at a time for virtually no money. Here's what our defective, and I do mean defective, city council doesn't understand. In the hierarchy of permits, the political permits of political movements should be given top priority because those are constitutional rights. And the people that are building commercial permits should be at the bottom. Once again, Andy Ginther and his drones get it exactly wrong.
So, absolutely, Bob. You know, it's essential that we are able to exercise our right to free speech. And imposing such a high cost on these permits makes free speech and symbolic speech cost prohibitive. And just addressing some of the mess of the orange cones and construction barrels mm-hmm. that is my daily experience living in Columbus. You know, I've visited other cities that, you know, they have good city planning. There are flowers.
Next, good mass transit?
Some cities are really beautiful to visit, and that's definitely not my experience living here in Columbus. Every day I encounter construction barriers, orange barrels, signs, ugly stuff, and a lot of it isn't being used. It's not, you know, it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there day after day, creating an ugly orange blight. And I'd really ask City Council to please clean up this mess. It's really a blight on our city. This is The Other Side of the News with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3, 102.1.
And this is my great fear, you know, and all these Democrats, you know, want Obama to win. If Obama loses, it'll be in part because of all the reactionary, idiotic, unacceptable things that local Democrats do that turn off progressives so they won't go out and vote. It's because Obama, you know, goes out and unleashes the DEA in his administration on medical marijuana people in California. It's because Andy Ginther goes after Occupy people. Why would anyone want to vote for the Democrats? If we wanted repression, we'd vote for Republicans.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
I
why do you vote for
get.
Democrats?
That's and why then I don't get, Bob.
And then Obama becomes the assassin in chief and says, "Hi, I can assassinate people without due process anywhere in the world, and I can keep you in jail for unlimited amounts of time." And not only that, Boss Ginther in Columbus is going to destroy your Occupy movement, and anyone that attempts to demonstrate will have to pay a fortune. Why should anyone who believes in the principles of Occupy, who believes in international law and human rights, why would they vote Democratic?
I'm with you, Bob. You know, at this point, I don't even really see what the point is. And I'm actually surprised that the city council members call themselves Democrats and would even, you know, want Obama as a symbol, because they're so conservative. But then I guess you look at Obama himself and you see how conservative he is and how repressive he is. And then it suddenly makes sense.
Well, and you've also got a situation where they wanted to be called the Whigs, but they realized that they'd lost their ballot status. But so I think we should refer to the Democrats in Columbus City Council as the Whig Party.
As the Whigs, yeah.
And we should have a pass a city ordinance, get
that
the signature,
make
sure they wear wigs at their meeting, and they also wear a red clown nose.
Yeah.
And whenever they oppress the people, undermine the Constitution,
then we honk their nose.
We should honk it. Yeah, so Andy Ginther should have a big red nose, and it should be honked to let people know Boss Ginther has once again shown contempt for the people's rights.
You know, I think we need to get an intern on that, photoshopping that picture of our city council members and putting it on the freepress.org.
I'm Boss Ginther, and my nose needs to be honked. Let's write that ordinance up.
Yeah, I want some big white curly wigs alternated with rainbow clown wigs.
Oh, I like that. We're progressive. A little rainbow clown wig.
Yeah, it'll be their choice.
Their choice, okay. They could show their solidarity with the people by wearing the rainbow clown wig.
Well, Bob, so another major incident... Another incident happened in city council.
Well, the, it's, 28,000 signatures were submitted, and they claim only 8,000 is valid. This is actually the second time this has happened. People fighting for the decriminalization of marijuana submitted more than enough signatures a few years back to the city council. It goes to Franklin County. What we found in that case is that the Franklin County failed to add the new voters that were registered, hence doing the bidding, the political hacks at the Board of Election, and that's what they are. I mean, you're talking like major league, like I am totally opportunistic former criminal hacks that are over there, like Bill Anthony. It's like, look, look, Bill Anthony in the day could get you a nice bag of marijuana, and I appreciate that. I think it should be legal. But, you know, that's the guy who's over there right now. And they're going to do the bidding of the people on city council. That's what they do. And every single time.
Not only is he guilty of possessing marijuana, but he's also guilty of not being cool.
That's which is even a worse offense. I don't mind the marijuana.
Marijuana.
I mind
thing,
becoming
right?
a reactionary, you know, in these situations. But every time the people go out, and then the Dispatch editorial will gloat, you know, about how they couldn't get signatures, right? The Dispatch, a closely held corporation, one family that doesn't live in Columbus, you know, the Wolf family, you know, with their multi-million dollars, which thinks it can, should run the city without ever being elected. And that's, you know, the type of situation we need to alter. Enough signatures. The council should have put that on the ballot for the people to vote on.
Yeah.
But instead, they don't want input from actual neighborhoods from the east side, from the hilltop, from the northwest side. They're happy getting their money from suburban millionaires and billionaires, just like the politicians now in Ohio are happy to get their money anonymously from super PACs all over America, where a handful of people like the evildoer Karl Rove, Bush's brain, runs Crossroads, or the Koch brothers, those crazy Koch heads who've never seen a worker's pension they didn't want to steal. Those are the people that pump this anonymous money into the system that controls the Ohio State House, and the Democrats at the city level are their counterparts. They're exactly the same. We take our money, except it's not anonymous. We can follow their money directly from the wealthiest suburban multimillionaires and billionaire. That's where Ginther's money comes from. And they don't want to change the system. They don't want to have some representation by district, because ordinary citizens could actually get on city council and then ask them, why aren't you letting people have access to Channel 21? Why are you going after and destroying Occupy? Why is your city so ugly and unhip?
Seriously. So, yeah, so unfortunately, the chance to move from an at-large system where the city council members are all basically, you know, the same old people, same old rich families or whatever, to a ward system or a mixed system, so a partial ward system, where there would be representatives from all over the city to represent different neighborhoods and ethnicities and groups and, you know, some diversity. Unfortunately, that has been kind of shot down, and the signature requirement wasn't met, and they're even alleging some kind of fraud, apparently, against signature gatherers.
Well, it does appear to be true that one of the people that was hired, by the way, off Craigslist, who only got a few signatures, may have forged them, but that's not the volunteers. That was a paid signature person, and this happens in politics. But to suggest that the Citizens for Responsive Government wanted that.
No.
Is no. It's like,
certainly not.
They hired, you know, that's what happens, you know. They didn't have much money. They were only paying 60 cents a signature. The going rate for the Democrats and Republicans is $3 a signature. Yeah. And they got someone who was unethical and willing to do illegal things.
Yeah, unfortunately that happens. And by the way, it's never... you know, it's never a good idea to find your roommates off of Craigslist.
Or to hire your petitioners.
Yeah, or hire your petitioners.
Thought she was good. She was Andy Ginther's mother. No, that's absolutely not true.
Good one,
Bob. Let me disclaim that. It was not.
So a lot of times...
Mom, go out and get some signatures. We just forge them?
When people are gathering signatures, they can also register people to vote.
Right. And a lot of times what they do at the Board of Elections is they don't count the newly registered voters. That's what we found out In the people trying to decriminalize marijuana.
And then
that,
so
they put them all in a box and registered them later.
Right. So then that can disqualify the signatures that were just gathered. And that's unfairly disqualifying those signatures. Those signatures should be counted and people should be registered to vote promptly.
Right.
And
why doesn't
that.
Yeah. Why doesn't Andy Ginther and his council pass an ordinance demanding that that voting rights is a constitutional right? Why don't they stand up against the million people purge? Why don't they stand up against the hundreds of thousands purged by the Board of Elections? For God's sake, they control with the Republicans, but they actually control the director of the Board of Election. Why are you allowing these purges to occur, Andy Ginther? Why don't you stand up for the people's right to vote? Why don't you figure out that if somebody's purged, it should be because when they die, the public records we have at the recorder's office, you can send over and delete someone from the roll. Andy Ginther, why are you allowing black voters and poor people to be purged in Columbus? Why are you going after Occupy instead of the Republicans that are purging the voter rolls?
Yeah, you'd really think that so many, such a high number of purge voters would get our city council members' attention. But, you know, maybe they don't want people to vote.
Maybe.
Question mark, right? So, you know, you'd think that if they were interested in really representing the citizens of Columbus, that they would have an interest in making sure that our Board of Elections here in Franklin County didn't purge citizens of Columbus, because they would want them to be able to vote. That's our right.
Let me challenge you. Can you think of anything Andy Ginther's done? Any statements he's made, whether it be against the war, or for human rights, against the purges? He's essentially a non-entity, and he's trying to keep a closed boss system in the city of Columbus. He doesn't want other voices. He doesn't want other perspectives. What he wants is appointed people that are beholden to him, and he doesn't even let them speak in their commercials. So, I mean, the oddity is you'll see Andy Ginther supports black person male, black person female. And then you just know afterwards he makes them call him Bawana Ginther. Bawana Ginther, this is your town. You are the great white hope, Bawana Ginther.
I don't know.
I think I got that from old Tarzan movies where they were forced to call people Bawana. Okay, but what will the great white Bawana Ginther do? Why isn't he speaking out about the purging of voters? Why isn't he using his status as the city council president to stand up for those that are being... Because when Obama loses, we can link it directly to the gutlessness of Bawana Ginther.
Well, it's a... City Council has been interesting. I'd encourage everybody to go and, you know, just if you can tolerate the boringness of it, you know, try to sit through a meeting or two and see what's going on and occupy the City Council. Make a ruckus, yourself heard.
And there's always an emergency. Whenever somebody is using their constitutional rights, Connie, you can bet Bawana Ginther will say there's an emergency shut down their right to protest.
If you just show up to City Council and think that you're going to talk, you can pretty much forget about it. You have to get on the website, read the rules and regulations, sign up ahead of time, and then maybe you can talk if you're lucky. So if you do want to jump through all the hoops and follow the rules, then go ahead and do that and let them know what you think. You know, we also have like neighborhood captains or ward captains, so that would be an option. But, you know, the other alternative is just go to City Council and make yourself heard.
Occupy, or better yet, testify. Rage Against the Machine. We want to testify, because what they've done is they've cut these deals in the back room, and their favorite deal is finding some rich people who need casino money, need a $250 million welfare check. They know where to find these people and say, here, rich person, take this huge welfare check and then donate to my campaign. That's how it works in Boss Ginther's town.
You know, another thing about city council is sometimes I'll say, if anybody wants to make an appointment to talk to me about this issue, go ahead. So I'd say, make appointments, call up your city council members.
Bring your friends, occupy their office.
And go into their offices and let them know how you feel about the orange barrels and all of the ugliness that just won't go away.
All right. And you can also just say, sup.
This has been The Other Side of the News with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell-Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.